T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. We're getting the view from Chicago this afternoon of the effort to stop the spread of monkeypox, which, as you heard, now the focus of a national emergency health declaration. City Public Health Director Dr. Allison Arwady says there are now 459 cases in Chicago, and clinics are working on getting vaccines to people who are most vulnerable. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has an update.
From City Hall, Dr. Arwady said all but one of Chicago's MPV cases detected have been in men. 98% of those infected had stated having sex with another man.
MPV is also very much across Chicago at this point.
However, she says the majority of cases have been on the north side, and that's where most of the vaccines have been distributed so far, 5,000 in the first 4 to 6 weeks. Another 15,000 doses from the feds have nearly all been distributed. 13,000 more are here and will be distributed shortly.
A late development in the legal fight centering on a north suburban bakery targeted by protests and vandalism for planning a family-friendly drag show last month. The ACLU of Illinois says it's brokered an agreement with leaders in Lake in the Hills to allow Uprising Bakery to host future events. The village had threatened to pull the bakery's license, saying the business was not zoned for entertainment-type events. Advocates for the bakery say that amounted to discrimination. No date set yet for the rescheduled drag show. Illinois State Police say some of their troopers will spend time over the next several months in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia.
State Police say the Illinois officers will be training law enforcement personnel in the nation of Georgia, which is roughly 1,000 miles across the Black Sea from Ukraine. Illinois State Police say in a statement that officers will provide training on basic interviewing and interrogation, traffic crash investigation, crime scene management, and criminal investigation. State police say the training will be done over 6 months in 4 2-week sessions. The first wave of Illinois State Police officers has already been in the nation of Georgia and came back last month. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Leaders of a program set up to help neglected and abused children in Kane County say they need more volunteers to handle an increase in their workload.
Jim DiCiala runs the court-appointed special advocates program in Kane County's Family Court, which assigns volunteers to help abused and neglected children get the medical, mental health, and other support services they need. He says since the start of the COVID pandemic, the number of cases of abused or neglected children in Kane County has more than doubled.
And come fall, unfortunately, when the children come back to school, they generally see a rise in cases because they've been home all summer, and teachers and therapists and the nurses are well trained in looking for situations.
You can find out more about CASA and volunteer opportunities at the group's website, CasaKaneCounty.org. That's CasaKaneCounty.org.
Governor Pritzker is a resident of Chicago, but he insists he's not thinking about whether to support the mayor's bid for re-election.
At an unrelated announcement of a back-to-school tax holiday, a reporter asked Governor Pritzker if he'll endorse Lori Lightfoot for re-election as Chicago's mayor. There have been past tensions between them, but the two have seemed friendly of late. Still, Pritzker refused to answer.
You know, I'm engaged in my own campaign, as you know, for re-election as governor, and so, you know, those of us who live in the city of Chicago will consider the question of, you know, the mayoralty after the November election.
Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, who is also running for re-election this year, has now, in fact, announced her endorsement of Mayor Lightfoot. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Members of a Cook County jury have ordered the village of Dalton to pay more than $33 million for a 2016 police chase that ended with a crash that killed a man and left a second one with severely lifelong disabilities.
John Kyles was killed, and Dwayne Dunlap suffered severe head and body injuries when police say the vehicle they were riding in hit a dumpster and a parked vehicle. Attorney Locke Bowman represents their families and claims the chase began after another man who was driving ran a stop sign. Bowman says that did not justify a high-speed pursuit.
Police chases are dangerous inherently, and police officers need to be careful and responsible when they decide to chase another vehicle.
Lawyers for Dalton argued the chase was justified because they claim the driver was speeding and drunk, and they say a gun was thrown from the vehicle during the chase and two more were found in the vehicle. Bowman says the jury ruled the chase was reckless and awarded $10 million to Kyle's family and $23 million to Dunlap. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker is touting a back-to-school tax holiday that begins tomorrow.
In West Suburban Broadview, Governor Pritzker said over the next 10 days, families can see an 80% drop in the sales tax on school supplies and clothing for their children, and teachers will get a tax credit when they spend their own money for school supplies, $250 this year and $500 next year. Maywood Mayor Nathaniel Booker says parents should take advantage.
My brother is a single father of two, and he works in the education field. He is very excited about this 10 days. He has a whole laundry list, and he is ready to go shopping tomorrow.
So. The governor was asked how the state can afford these tax breaks.
We put the state in a position in the last fiscal year and in this fiscal year to run a budget surplus, and that's allowed us to send money back to taxpayers.
He was quick to add there's a property tax rebate, too. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Around the nation, the Justice Department did what local prosecutors say they could not. It's filed charges against four current and former members of the Louisville Police Department for violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights in that drug raid that led to her death.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the four allegedly conspired to come up with a search warrant with no probable cause.
We allege that the defendants knew their actions in falsifying the affidavit could create a dangerous situation, and we allege these unlawful acts resulted in Ms. Taylor's death.
Tamika Palmer is Taylor's mother.
Today's overdue, but it still hurts.
Taylor, a 26-year-old EMT, was fatally shot by police during a botched raid and a drug investigation in March of 2020. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Investigators in northern Indiana now say the crash that killed four people, including Elkhart Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, happened when the car she was riding in crossed a center line and smashed into another vehicle. A local Republican Party leader was driving the car involved in yesterday's crash. At the Capitol today, flags are flying at half staff, and colleagues, including Indiana Congressman Jim Baird, are remembering Walorski.
Her straightforwardness and her honesty, and she served on the Ethics Committee as well, so that also gives you some feel about the kind of person she was.
Also at the Capitol, it appears members of the January 6th committee are about to get their hands on text messages from InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The attorney representing plaintiffs suing Jones over his comments about the Sandy Hook school shooting says he's been contacted by the House Select Committee about texts and emails sent by Jones. His lawyer mistakenly sent opposing counsel 2 years worth of messages, which he revealed in court yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.